If it were not for this captain of the Swiss Guard, the history of California might be much different. Never mind the fact he was never in the Swiss Guard, and he abandoned his wife and kids for 15 years to make it all happen. His unique story. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Their logo is new, and their name is a lot easier to say. But at their core, they're still the same family business, committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgriLiquid, and we like it that way. AgriLiquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
In 1838, John Sutter, under the pretense of being a war hero of the Swiss Guard, gained the favor of Mexican officials to try to establish a settlement in the interior of California, a place too hostile for other non-natives who had gone before him.
Sutter sailed into the Sacramento Valley. He was brought there by a man named William Heath Davis. And Davis and his men that were running the ships were afraid. The Indians were gathering on the banks. They were armed. They were going to chase them off the same as they've chased off everyone else.
Steve Beck shares the story from Sutter's Fort State Historic Park in Sacramento. He says Sutter was able to make peace with those natives, unlike those before him.
Sutter ended up making an army out of the native people. First thing he does is make friends with the Indians, and the second thing he does is break the primary tenet of Mexican law. Don't arm the Indians. He not only arms them, he teaches them how to drill as soldiers.
Soon, Sutter had built a fort and was looking for more people to come to what is today Sacramento.
It was Sutter who opened the idea of California to the rest of the world. He began advertising that he would give you free land if you could just make it to his newly established settlement of New Helvetia, New Switzerland.
His goal was to make the settlement sound a bit like the East Coast or Europe, a place inviting to new immigrants to the U.S.
Remember, Sutter's here to make money. How's he going to make money out in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by 20,000 native people, and the only people with him are himself, 10 Hawaiians, and 3 trappers?
More next time as we travel the countryside in Sacramento, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.